Now on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer is now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Josh has 2, Karen has 2, and Moz has 3.
Whoa. Can Josh and I team up to take over Moz?
Yeah, good idea. Can we start with 4?
All right, since Josh and Karen are tied, I will arbitrarily choose Josh to go first. Josh, fill in the blank. On Wednesday, President Biden announced a plan to tour the country to promote the newly passed blank plan.
Corona recovery?
Yes.
Stimulus?
On Thursday, the Attorney General of Texas threatened to sue Austin if that city did not lift its blank mandate.
Mask?
Yes. This week, the governor of Arkansas signed a near total ban on blank.
Abortion?
Right. On Tuesday, the IOC announced that it was barring foreign spectators from attending the Olympics in blank.
Japan?
Yeah, Tokyo. To celebrate the triumph of the COVID vaccine, a confectioner in Hungary has created blank.
COVID-shaped cookies?
No. Chocolate Easter bunnies holding chocolate hypodermic needles. According to a new report, new blank claims rose less than expected.
Unemployment?
Yeah. On Monday, workers at a blank warehouse in Alabama opened a vote on whether to unionize.
Amazon.
Right. In a video that went viral this week, two pigeons in a New York subway were caught blanking.
They were mating, but it looked like they were pushing, they were competing for a mate, but it looked like they were pushing them onto the subway tracks.
No, Josh, they were pushing them onto the subway tracks. Don't give me that alibi. I don't care. I don't care what those pigeon mob lawyers told you. But I'm actually, so you, Josh, have heard that what they've said now is no, they weren't trying to kill that third bird. It was merely a mating, what would you say, like a fight over mating that just happened in the wrong place?
But that's, I feel like that's worse.
This is like dating as a woman, if you're trying to date straight men. It's like there are two, you have options, but one of them may murder you.
Bill, how did Josh do in our quiz?
He's hot tonight. Josh had 7 right for 14 more points. He now has 16 in the lead.
That was well done. All right, Karen, you are up next. Fill in the blank, Karen. On Tuesday, a 6th woman accused New York Governor Blank of inappropriate conduct. New York Governor Blank.
Yes. Andrew Cuomo. Sorry,
yes.
I was about like, yes, that's true.
On Monday, Missouri Senator Blank became the latest Republican to announce that they would not run for re-election in 2022.
Roy Blake?
I'll give it to you. You're so close. It's Roy Blunt. Not Roy Blunt. This week, the White House ordered 100 million more doses of the Johnson & Johnson blank.
Vaccine.
Right. On Thursday, SpaceX launched another 60 blanks into orbit.
Satellites?
Yes. A man in Florida was arrested this week after pulling out blank when police asked him for his ID.
Oh, no. His
No.
Okay. Phew.
Although,
sorry.
That's funny because that was another Florida man in the news, and we decided not to use that one for fear of offending our new young friend Karen. We didn't want to give her the wrong idea about what kind of show this was. We'll just go for the guy who pulled out his bag of, quote, dank gummies. On Thursday, officials in Russia and China announced joint plans to build a research station on the blank.
The moon.
On Tuesday, it was announced that former First Lady Blank would be inducted into the National Women's Hall of Fame.
Michelle Obama?
Yes. This week, a zoo in China faced backlash after visitors noticed that the wolf in their enclosure was blank.
Dead.
No, it was actually a dog.
Oh.
Now, there are a lot of dogs you could pass off as wolves, huskies, malamutes. There is a breed that is literally called wolf dog. But for some reason, the zoo in China decided to use a Rottweiler. Now, after getting caught, the zoo quickly explained the dog was only a temporary replacement. The wolf had died. And they directed angry visitors to the zoo's world-famous penguin exhibit. Bill, how did Karen do in our quiz?
Well, as a rookie, she's doing terrific. Karen had 6 right for 12 more points, total of 14. But Josh still has the lead with 16.
How many, then, does Moz need to win this thing?
7 to win.
All right, Moz.
I don't know about this, but I'll give it a shot.
Here we go. This is for the game, fill in the blank. On Monday, the RNC rejected a cease and desist order from Blank, demanding they stop using his image in their fundraising.
Trump.
Yes. On Wednesday, the Senate confirmed Blank as our new attorney general.
Merrick Garland.
Right. This week, Brazil overtook the U.S. as the nation with the most blank cases.
Coronavirus.
Right. On Tuesday, a judge ruled that the so-called QAnon shaman involved in the attack on the blank must remain in jail until his trial.
Oh, on the Capitol.
Right. On Thursday, a judge reinstated an additional third-degree murder charge for Derek Chauvin, the officer accused of killing blank.
George Floyd.
Yes, on Wednesday, lawmakers in Mexico approved a bill to legalize blank.
Marijuana.
Right. This week, police in Washington State recovered a 400-pound slide that had been stolen from a playground by a man who had taken it and then blanked.
He set up a water park.
No, he attached it to his kid's bunk bed. The giant playground slide was missing for over 2 months before an anonymous tip led them to the man's home, where they found it attached to his son's bunk bed. The man was arrested, but as they drove him away, you could hear from the back of the cop car, "Whee!"
Do you know who I am? Coming. I'm the national darts champion.
Bill, did Maz do well enough to win?
He did very well. 6 right for 12 more points, total of 15. That means with 16, Josh is the week's champion.
Wow. Ooh. Amazing, Josh. You did great.
Thank you. I feel good. Just an honor again to play with Maz and Karen.
Oh, how sweet.
That was so nice.